You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening.
So we could move and towards meditation and a movement that is meditation. Perhaps standing to begin with, but with your nest very handy, very close by. And some suggestions from me and lots of suggestions from inside you, following your own. If you feel to swaying across and around and through and into your feet, that you could place more of you down there, inside your feet and through your feet, the ground. Side to side, backwards and forwards, around and through. Space for your arms, freedom for your head, your neck. Space for breath to breeze through body. Hips, pelvis, moving, releasing, discovering that feeling of a long, slightly heavy tail that could settle you into your heels. So free to rearrange your whole body, not just that usual way of standing upright. Rearranging your whole body like a big exploration towards finding feeling of a long, long, long tail that could settle you towards your heels. Settle you towards the what feels like the center of each heel. Softening face, throat, chest. Perhaps sometimes shaking your feet free, gently, kindly, and that it might take some time to discover how to pour into just one foot so that you can shake the other foot, other leg free. Or maybe it happens more fast. As you shake your feet, your ankles, your legs free, you could imagine that your legs are that bit longer than what we call legs, connected to your spine inside your pelvis. And maybe you walk a little around like that, as if your legs were connected to your spine inside your pelvis. So that from inside your pelvis, your feet can find the ground, and that from the ground, your legs can find deep inside your pelvis. So that pelvis could stay more soft, yummy, quiet, free, and that longer, slightly heavy tail. Sitting bones down there with your heels. Wandering on the spot, wandering around. Moving like this family that we are, and each in our own way. Bigger movements, tiny movements. This animal body, unowned, precious. And all those shapes that your body might find its way into. How the arms sometimes just love to open, and they could open as if they were spreading out your lungs inside. Arms spreading lungs. Lungs spreading out through arms. Lungs and arms not at all separate. Moving, pausing. So many shapes the body can find. Inside shoulders, out beyond fingers. Inside hips and down into feet. Beyond feet, down there, the ground. Inside face, inside head, skull, and all that space around sky up above. The different ways that your arms could discover your lungs, that there's a shape where your elbows are pointing more up or out, this kind of shape. And there's a way that your arms could turn around inside your shoulders, so that your elbows are pointing you down towards your feet. So let your elbows pull you away from your feet a little bit. Enjoy. Elbows up there, a little bit like you're about to fly. And then how your arms could turn around inside your shoulders, and maybe even deeper than inside your shoulders, as if your arms were turning around inside your chest, so that your center of gravity can drop and your elbows can point you, put you down there into your feet. And then, how amazing that the arms can just reach up, and that you stay so down there in your feet. So the arms start to reach up, spirals that way, elbows up and away, strange shape. Let it be a strange shape. And then around, 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 elbows putting you into your feet, and then how your arms could spiral, and they may be more in front of you and they may be more out there. They can be anywhere. They start to spiral up and up and up, but still with a sense that your elbows are connecting you towards big, spreading out, softening, opening, rooting feet. Or it could be that one arm, in a similar way, spirals, discovers how to spiral all the way around, so that you can just throw, like you're throwing a ball behind you, over your shoulder. But that movement begins almost from your foot down there. You can follow this long leg all the way up, 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 until your leg almost like becomes your arm, and your arm can spiral up and up and up, and then you throw that ball over your shoulder. All the way from down there, foot, leg, climbing up, becoming your arm, and that your arm turns inside your shoulder, and then you throw that ball over your shoulder, without needing to push into the front of your body or collapse into the back of your body. So you can stay just very, very inside, really in the center of your body. One arm and the other arm similar but different, all the way from your foot down there, climbing up and up and up, this long leg that becomes your arm. That your arm can spiral inside your shoulder, spiral, and then there's the hand back there. How it could go back there, but you stay rested behind your breastbone, rested behind your belly, more inside and less pushing into the front of your pelvis, so that all those big muscles at the back of your body can soften, release, put you down there in your heels. Your arms might like to reach way out to either side, as if they're opening from the center of your chest, and then start to reach back behind you, your hands might meet behind you, but not necessarily, and how you could continue to rest the back of your body, how you could continue to stay almost behind the front of your body as your arms reach out and behind, and so much more about space inside, behind the front of your shoulders, and that your arms reach out and around a little bit like you were hugging a tree that's behind you, without getting caught, held up by the front of your body. So you could keep beginning again, that your arms tuck into, soften into, cuddle into towards your chest, and then they spread and reach behind. So long legs, so deep inside your chest. Or the arms might like to reach in front and wrap up in some way, but that again, they go so wide, we go so wide, so wide, so wide, so rooted and so wide. And then the arms reach around. They might continue to sweep around, or you might find some place to pause. Feeling, moving, stillness. Movement and rest. Rest and movement. Perhaps for a while you could fold your legs a little bit, just enough. Could be just a little bit or a bit more. Long tail, continuing to find that long tail. If it helps, your hands could follow the back of your waist down, 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 down. Tailbone, and then we have more. We have this like a long tail. Folding your legs towards your feet so that your feet can spread out, become bigger, more open. And then you could imagine that your feet are just creating a little bit of space up inside your knees, out through your hips, into your spine. And in that way, you could perhaps put your hands on the ground or your elbows on your thighs. And then keep beginning again. So this just folding your legs down towards your feet, a little bit or a lot. Folding your legs towards your feet, little bit or a lot. And then how you could just use your feet with those like small trampolines inside, that your feet could pick up a little bit of space. So inside, not at the front of and not at the back of, but really inside the knees. That your feet could take you out through your hips, into your spine. Your feet finding these little passageways up
inside your knees, out through your hips, into your spine, so that as you put your hands on the ground or your elbows on your thighs, that you can stay all connected up. Feet, ankles, knees, out through hips, into spine, and how your spine Yeah, when you're down here, or with your elbows on your thighs, finding a way that it's a little bit more like your arms, so that your back is so very, very comfortable, you could explore creeping your arms up onto your thighs. This is the most gradual way, creeping your elbows up onto your thighs, refinding that long tail, so pouring into your feet. And then even we can walk our hands all the way up our thighs so that there's so much support and we can release back down. Yeah. So that's the most gradual and kind for the back of the body way. And then sometimes we find that we don't need so much to use the hands because the spine has learned how to rest towards the feet. And that the weight of our head, and we can explore when we're forward, for a moment really letting go of the weight of your head, relaxing jaw, go a little bit like that. Or a lot like that. Releasing jaw, eyes, letting the weight of your head hang, which can be lovely for your neck. And then just so quietly putting the weight of your head back with your spine. And it could be that you just put a couple of fingertips on the top of your head so that your head can come to meet your spine. And then you could just go so down through your spine into your feet. Head, feet, feet, head. There we are, all together, all together. Tapping perhaps chest a bit, humming and tapping, and that humming, which might become more like an om if your jaw, your face needs more space, is all the way down towards your feet. Humming your way, omming your way down towards your feet. Inviting your center of gravity to drop. The hum or the om is less out there and more in and down towards feet. All around
breastbone, underneath the front of your shoulders, lower ribs, everywhere, all those places to discover. Perhaps down a little bit. Legs, the outsides, the back, insides. So that you might be ready to lie down. And as you lie down, just for a while, rocking across the back of your pelvis, perhaps moving legs, feet, maybe one foot on the ground and the other leg moving. All that support nestling into, snuggling into the ground as one leg and then the other leg find your own rhythm. Legs move. Perhaps your arms follow your legs. Start to enjoy their own movements. So rolling around, cuddling in towards the center of your body, opening out from center of your body, limbs, feet that can move in so many ways, hands, fingers, that can move in so many ways. Feeling, exploring, melting, softening. Almost like you're being moved. All those, so many sensations that we call the body. Shifting, changing, fluid. Until your body, your whole being, feels to come to rest, to settle into its nest, and to be a nest. Warm enough, supported enough, and your most, very most comfortable shape for now.
lying or sitting on your back, on your side, on your front. All is so good. Body as if soaking in breath like a big sponge. And as you exhale, as if you were just flowing your way down, down, down through your legs to breathe out through the soles of your feet. Soaking in breath like a big, big, soft sponge. Exhaling down and down and down your legs. Imagine you're breathing out through the soles of your feet, way down there. And as if your breath were traveling so far away for a while, and from far away, way out there, wide place, breath flowing towards you. Exhaling all the way down through the inner landscape of your body, all the way down. Legs out through the soles of your feet, far away. Beyond the soles of your feet, breath flowing back towards you. Could so settle yourself inside. into this flow of sensations and sounds, the sounds of the morning time. Entrusting the mystery of yourself to the mystery that we call life. Resting, belonging.